Conference Story Index. The following is a list of selected experiences from General Conference addresses for use in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. Story. Elder Robert D. Hales says Sister Hales chooses not to buy a dress she could not afford and later not to buy a coat she did not need. That comes from the Saturday morning session, Becoming Provident Providers, Temporally and Spiritually, Elder Robert D. Hales. Young Elder Alan F. Packer hears the voice of his football coach above the noise of the crowd. That comes from the Saturday morning session, Finding Strength in Challenging Times, Elder Alan F. Packer. Elder D. Todd Christofferson tells the story of a family in Peru who loses all of its possessions in an earthquake but remains strong and cheerful. That comes from the Saturday morning session, The Power of Covenants, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson. President Henry B. Irene's bishop serves others despite health challenges. From the Saturday morning session, Adversity, President Henry B. Irene. Elder M. Russell Ballard decides to sell a certain model of car despite his father's counsel not to do so. From the Saturday afternoon session, Learning the Lessons from the Past, Elder M. Russell Ballard. Elder Quentin L. Cook tells how Charles Dickens is impressed with Latter-day Saint immigrants. From the Saturday afternoon session, Our Father's Plan, Big Enough for All His Children, Elder Quentin L. Cook. Elder Rafael Pino tells the story of a 3-year-old daughter of the Alvarez family drowning, but family finds comfort in temple covenants. From the Saturday afternoon session, Faith in Adversity, by Elder Rafael E. Pino. Elder Richard G. Scott and Sister Scott are comforted by the promises of the temple following the death of 2 children. From the Saturday afternoon session, Temple Worship, the Source of Strength and Power in Times of Need, Elder Richard G. Scott. Ward employment specialists help members find jobs. Elder's Quorum helps members start his own business. This comes from the priesthood session, This Is Your Phone Call, Bishop Richard C. Edgley. A couple serves and remains faithful in the church despite facing multiple challenges. From the priesthood session, Elder Claudio R. M. Costa from the priesthood session, Priesthood Responsibilities. In mortal danger, soldiers protect their fallen comrades. From the priesthood session, Man Down, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Woman in New York City prays for and receives a visit from the missionaries. From the priesthood session, Be Your Best Self, President Thomas S. Monson. A high school band member becomes sick but is healed by a priesthood blessing. From the priesthood session, Be Your Best Self, President Monson. Robert Gardner Jr. responds well to change and adversity throughout his life. From the Sunday morning session, Get On With Your Lives, Elder Stephen E. Snow. Sister Thompson is served by her ward after a tree falls in her yard. From the Sunday morning session, His Arm is Sufficient, Barbara Thompson. President Monson's great-grandparents lose their son during their journey to the Salt Lake Valley. Sunday morning session, Be of Good Cheer, President Thomas S. Monson. A blind man seeks a priesthood blessing. From the same talk, Be of Good Cheer, the Sunday morning session, President Thomas S. Monson. A woman endures trials as she travels from East Prussia to Western Germany. From Be of Good Cheer, President Thomas S. Monson. A young woman completes all 80 goals in her Beehive Girls Handbook, including a trip to the temple. From the General Young Women Meeting, Be Thou an Example of the Believers, Anne M. Dibb. Anne M. Dibb. End of the article, Conference Story Index, for the April 2009 Annual General Conference.